Hello, and welcome to Poke Radio. This week, we'll be talking about Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal, as well as our main topic, which we touched on last time, which was Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I'd like to start off with some news announcements. The Rotom Key event that took place in America about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if any of you knew about it, but you could participate in an event where you would get this key, and if you had the Pokemon Rotom, you would be able to change its different forms, such as like a TV or a lawnmower or whatever. It's pretty weird. And then they also released a few new pictures and more information on Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and I'd like to talk about that for a little bit. They released a couple pictures of what the starters will look like in game, and it looks pretty cool. I wasn't able to read much of it because obviously it's in Japanese, but the starters are the same as last time: Chikorita, Totodile, and Cyndaquil. And it'll take place in the Johto Saga. They still haven't released information about whether or not you'll be able to go back to the Kanto region. But it's going to be an exciting game because I couldn't play against many kids when I had Gold and Silver because no one had a link cable, and I had a really good Pokemon team, and I really wanted to battle people and trade, but I couldn't. And even when I did, it was very, very seldom, and I rarely got to show off my talent as a Pokemon trainer. But they also released images of like gameplay, the beginning of the game. They showed Ilex Forest. They showed what the choosing a starter Pokemon will look like, and they also gave us a few shots of the touchscreen menu. And I think that's pretty, it's a lot different than Diamond and Pearl. I had Diamond and Pearl for a little, for a little bit. And then my DS broke and I traded Pearl in. But it's different than it was in the last game. It's kind of hard to explain. You'll have to, see the picture for yourself. And if you want to do that, you can go to, I believe the website's like Bulba News or something. Look that up on Google, and that's where I found it. That about does it for the Heart Gold and Soul Silver updates. So let's get into our main topic. Alright, before we introduce our main topic this week, I'd like to go ahead and share with you the Poke Radio Pokemon of the Week. This week, I chose Togetic to be the Pokemon of the Week. Not only because do I like the way it looks, but I also like how it played in Gold and Silver. Now, when I got it as a Togepi because no one gets it as a Togetic. But I kept trying and trying and trying to figure out how to level it up. And I just couldn't do it. And then I figured out later on that you had to make it happy somehow. So to do that, I remember I had to let it battle, made sure, one, I had to use a bunch of potions and give it a bunch of berries and whatnot to make it happy, and it finally evolved into a Togetic, and I was very, very, very satisfied. It's number 176, and it learns Growl, Metronome, Sweet Kiss, Encore, Safeguard, and Double Edge. The moves that it can learn through breeding, and this is why I loved Gold and Silver so much, is because they added the breeding feature. If you breed a Togepi or a Togetic with another kind of Pokemon, and it knows one of these moves, then the Togepi born will learn those moves. And these are Future Sight, Foresight, Present, Mirror Move, and Peck. They're not that great of attacks, but it's always cool to have an unusual Togepi, like a differently bred Togepi. That does it for Pokemon of the Week. Now on to our main topic. This week, our main topic will be Pokemon Gold and Silver. And I'd like to start with naming a few of the differences or upgrades from the original Red, Blue, and Yellow games. First of all, they added the berry feature, I guess you'd call it. You could get all sorts of berries, and they hadn't really perfected it, but it was still very, very useful and a good alternative to potions or antidotes or all of that. They had, like, Paralyzed Cure Berry, Mint Berry, Poison Cure Berry, and they had just the normal berry, which just healed HP. But all of them had different uses, like Mint Berry woke you up from sleep, Poisoned and Paralyzed Cure Berry, obviously you know what they did, and the normal berry, most Pokemon were found actually held a berry, so you didn't have to pick one or anything, but you couldn't plant them, which was kind of disappointing. But they regrow on every tree that there is in the game. Another feature they added was the Pokégear feature, which I really liked, because you actually had an opportunity to go back and battle the same trainer that you had battled before. You just call him up on your Pokégear and say, "Oh, hey, what's up?" And they'll be like, "Hey, want to battle?" Or they would also give you hints as to which Pokémon were where in different times. Like, they'd say, "Oh, there's a huge swarm of Yanma on route whatever," and there would actually be, like, an increased amount of Yanma in that area. Another feature they added was the backwards compatibility type deal. Not necessarily compatibility, but backwards gaming, I guess you'd call it, and you could revisit the Kanto region, and it was awesome. I rebattled all the gym leaders, and you actually get an opportunity to battle Ash, which is really cool. He has all the Pokemon he has in the animated series. I never really watched the animated series much, but still pretty cool. And a lot of interesting aspects of Gold and Silver actually went on to be perfected in Ruby and Sapphire, as well as the following games of that. And that was just building on to the Pokemon saga, I guess you'd call it. So that's my rant for Gold and Silver. Well, that about does it for this week. I will talk to you guys later. If you have any questions or any material that you think is missing or you'd like to add to the show, or if you just want to give me a what's up, email me at pokerradio@gmail.com. That's pokerradio@gmail.com. This is Charlie with Poker Radio signing off.